Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And as the Lord was moving on my heart to share the word with you this week, He directed me to the Gospel of John. And in that 13th, 14th chapter of John, there's a fascinating description that John records of some of the conversation that took place at what we call the Last Supper before Jesus' suffering and death. And Peter makes this statement, "Lord, I'm going to go with you and I'll lay down my life for you." And of course, Jesus says in John, the 13th chapter, verse 38, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. He goes on, and the apostles are asking him questions. And Thomas says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. And then Philip asks a question. In verse 8 of that chapter 14, he said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us, or it will satisfy us. And then he responds, Jesus does, by saying, have I been with you so long that you've not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believeth me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And this is the scripture I want to focus on, the subject of the message. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, Jesus is saying, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Praise God. And so these were some of the comments that Jesus was making at the very end of his time with his disciples. He was going to be arrested and go before Pilate and Herod and suffer death and crucifixion in our behalf. And so what I'd like to do is talk about the beginning of Jesus's ministry, because there's some fascinating things that we can learn about the ministry of Jesus, what he was saying, and why he could make that statement regarding those who would come after him, the body of Christ, those who would believe on him through the word of his disciples, his apostles, the greater works that we will be enabled to do. And so what I'd like to do is just read the first 11 verses of chapter 2. And this involves the wedding at Cana. And I'll read that for you. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. In other words, they had run out, which was a very embarrassing situation for the host, for the bridegroom and bride. And Jesus, in verse 4, said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And this is a fascinating episode in the life of Jesus, because that's how Jesus responds. But his mother saith unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That was 18 or 27 gallons. They were very large water pots. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And then he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. That was the man in charge. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and he knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. He made this public announcement and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, or not as good, is served. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. So this is the first recorded miracle in Scripture that Jesus did. And he told us later on in the Gospel of John that we would be doing greater works. That does not necessarily mean greater in magnitude, because Jesus healed the sick, he cleansed lepers, he raised the dead. There could be no greater works than that. But in terms of quantity, the body of Christ, God was establishing at that time. The church was birthed on the day of Pentecost when he sent the Holy Spirit, and his disciples would then be empowered to do the work of the ministry that Jesus started. And so the church, the body of Christ, is coming into maturity. And as we read the book of Acts, basically it's called the works of the early church, the Acts of the Disciples. Well, it's really the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowered them to continue the works of Jesus, healing the sick, cleansing lepers, doing the works that Jesus did during the 3 years of his public ministry. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh in which no man can work. That's John 9 and 4. And he said, my meat is to do the Father's will and finish his work. And as I shared with you later on in the book of John, Jesus' words were that we are commissioned by him to do the greater works. And what are those greater works? Well, it starts with what Jesus said in the 6th chapter of John, verse 28, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. And in fact, in verse 28, just preceding that, actually this took place when there was the feeding of the 5,000, and they were, when they saw these miracles, they were ready to make him king, but he wouldn't allow that, so he departed. In fact, verse 15 says, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and make him by force to make him a king, he departed again into the mountain himself alone. And when he had come to the disciples entered a ship, and of course they saw Jesus walking on the water, and he says, it's me, don't be afraid. They willingly received him into their little ship, and immediately, there was another miracle, it was over on the other side, immediately. And so the people followed him because of that miracle of the loaves and fishes. And in verse 28, he said, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. And then they said, well, what shall we do, that we might work the works of God? And this is very important. His answer was, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Believe who Jesus is, whom he said he was and is. He was in the beginning with God. He spoke the world into existence. So this is the first thing that we must do, those greater works. We have to believe on him whom he has sent. And as we look at Scripture, we understand that God has used symbols in the Word of God, which is a method of revealing truth, deeper truth. It's something that stands for or suggests something else. And in verse 11, as I shared what that first miracle, he said in that it was a beginning of miracles or sign. And a sign is a miracle with significance. It's not so much the fact of what happened, but the meaning of it. And in his gospel, John would choose miracles that marked stages of fuller teaching or revelation, if you will. It led to higher and deeper and greater faith. And so as I shared that the beginning of miracles, it was on the third day. In fact, why don't we just go there for a moment? In that second chapter, it said, after the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And so that was the first miracle that was accomplished, changing the water into wine. It was the manifestation of his glory. And then, you see, there's the numerology, there's the importance of three. There's three persons in a Trinity. That on the third day, remember, after Jesus suffered death, the greatest of all miracles occurred on the day of resurrection. Praise God, the Lord's Day. And the prophet Hosea says in chapter 6, verse 2, a very interesting prophetic statement. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Praise God. Well, we're just getting started. I'm just laying a foundation, and we'll look a little bit further into the truths that God would have us learn through this first miracle that Jesus performed at the wedding at Cana. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. If at any time you're not able to listen to the broadcast on air, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer is going to share our contact information, and if you need personal prayer, know that I will pray for you personally and send back an answer that the Lord would give to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.